常春藤英语从头学终极美语下册。
We'll have a chance to learn another lesson, and that is lesson
65.
With a title here,
Italian Culture.
意大利文化 Italian Culture.Talking about or speaking about Italy, I think I have something to say.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
Well, I've been to Italy just once. Mm-hmm. However, I've seen many beautiful things over there. And I, much to my surprise, I like people there very much. You know something?
What?
They're very friendly. And besides, the clothes over there are really beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so 我买了很多的衣服，对不对？
Yeah.
就像你一样。
哪里？You look great in these clothes.
Thank you very much. 意大利人好像做衣服很行啊。
Yes, they have a sense of fashion, Italian people.
They have a sense of fashion. 他们对时装呢有这种很敏锐的这种感受，所以他做什么东西啊，他设计出来都非常的棒，对不对啊？
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have a sense of fashion. Fashion 是这样拼的
F-A-S-H-I-O-N. F-A-S-H-I-O-N. Fashion.
Not only thatBut they are also good at cooking. 不光是在服装方面，他们弄东西很棒，对不对啊？
Yes. In the United States and in European countries, you can always find an Italian restaurant.
So, what is it that makes you love Italian food so much?
Well, I love noodles, and I like the Italian sauce.
Oh, 意大利的这些 sauce 也就是调味酱。你很喜欢吃。
Delicious.
Sauce 是这样拼的。
S-A-U-C-E. S-A-U-C-E. Sauce.
刚才您说的这个 noodles 也就是面条啊、其实我到意大利去的时候意大利人讲一句话让我很高兴呢他说虽然我们意大利人很会弄面但是那些面的老祖宗都是来自中国
对没有错 Marco Polo
所以虽然他们这个把面是在欧洲发扬光大但是原来他是从中国来的
对
意大利人做事蛮执着的、
mm-hmm.
quite devoted to whatever they're doing、
right.
好真的是棒好我们今天就给大家带来这一课 Lesson 65但是我们在看这个 Italian culture 意大利文化之前呢我们先把这个 noodles 拼一下面条
N-O-O-D-L-E-S N-O-O-D-L-E-S Noodles
既然谈到这个文化我们看课文之前有一点要提到假如我们在国外去的时候在西餐厅里头我们如果是点的这面条我们中国人很喜欢这样吃在西、这个、
因为好吃
好吃对那表示说很过瘾可是在西餐厅记住我们常讲 When in Rome Do as the Romans do
Good sentence
在罗马的时候要照按照罗马人来行事因为毕竟在别的国家要按照他们吃的习惯一般西洋人呢他们吃东西的时候不发出声音的、
mm-hmm. Yes, that's important
对的确如此所以接下来我们就来看一下、Part 1 Reading 部分这一课文章
Italy is a land of history and culture and as we all know the ancientArchitecture there is breathtaking. Just as we Chinese are proud of our history and culture, so are the Italians. One of their traditions is to enjoy a long midday meal. This lengthy lunch can last up to 4 hours.As you can imagine, after all the eating, drinking, and chatting, they need to take a nap. Well, this custom may be great for the stomach, But it's not so great for getting things done. If you happen to be in Italy, don't be surprised if you have to wait for a long time for the banks and post offices to open.